Rishus HaRabbonim. Purim is forever etched in my mind with a tremendous amount of simcha. I'll never forget Purim 1991, if I'm not mistaken. V'nafalchu. Saddam Hussein surrendered on Purim in Yudalid. Now, we'll talk maybe at the end a little bit about the matzav of what the world refers to as the Middle East. But there's another image of Purim, which is an image which is very, very painful, physically painful, emotionally painful, and is a ziyuf ha-teira. It's a falsification of what Torah is all about. That is that unfortunately in Jewish communities throughout the world, the hospitals are lined with young men and young women who have overtaxed. And I remember as a bachur, not once, not twice, young men who died or were killed on Purim, either in traffic accidents or in drinking-related accidents or from drinking itself. The Ramban writes, "Kol ha-mekudosh mechaveiro mechuriv yoyser mimenu." Anything that has a higher propensity of kedusha also can be distorted and destroyed. Everybody knows, we quote the Tikkuni HaZoyar, that Purim is Yom Kippurim. It's Yom Kippurim. And it's not a coincidence that there'll be some people in this room, even in this room, who will do Purim right, and that there will be some people who might be Nichshal, who will do Purim wrong. To understand what it means to do Purim right, to understand the essence of the Avodas Hayoyim, let's talk about two psukim that Chazal already made a big deal about. Esther, the Gemara Megillah in the first parak, tells us, wanted Purim to be a Yom Tov. Ultimately, Purim is not a Yom Tov. The Gemara tells us there is no Isser Melacha. There's a Minog to be mevatel from Melacha. If you have a Chumash in front of you, Matov Manoim, I'm reading from Perek Tes, Posuk Yud Tes. According to Chazal, Esther asked, Simcha u'mishta v'yom tov u'mishloach manos ish l'reyeyu. A day of joy, of a mishta, a yom tov, and mishloach manos. Ultimately, Chazal point out that a couple psukim later, Pasuk Chav Beis in Perek Yutes, yom tov is omitted. Esther doesn't get her way. At first glance, she wanted more, and Chazal gave her 75%. She wanted a real yom tov, and we gave her 75%. Vashteit in Pasuk, Yimei Mishte v'simcha u'mishloach manos ishu re'eyu matanes levyonim. That ultimately what she got was a day of Mishte and Simcha, mishloach manos, v'amevin yovin, here the Pasuk adds matanes levyonim. Interesting. And Chazal say, it's not a yom tov. Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotzkin asked a fantastic question. Not only is the word Yom Tov omitted, but there's another change in the Pasuk. A critical, critical change, Leinias Daiti, that gets to the Avodas Hayom. And that is, it does not say that it's a day of Simcha u'mishta, as Esther wanted it, but v'nafochu, it's the opposite, it's Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. What's the pshat in this change? Why is it that originally she wanted it a day simcha, followed by mishta? Very nuanced question, right? Could very well be that there are deep, deep things that are behind this. And the opposite, happened. It was Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. You know, they tell a story, before we get back to this Tzarachiyun, there was a fellow who went in for a haircut, and he was a volunteer fireman. So the barber turns to him and he says to him, "I can't charge you. You're a volunteer fireman. It's for free. It's on me. It's on the house." So next day, the guy comes back and he gives the fireman a fire hat. 2 days later, a policeman comes in, a volunteer policeman. And he says to the volunteer policeman, "I can't charge you. You're such a fine person. What you do for the community." The policeman comes back and he brings him a police hat. So he hangs the fire hat and the police hat at the door. Third day, a rabbi comes in. And he says, "You're a man of the cloth." He says, "You do so much for the community. I can't charge you." Rabbi leaves. Next day, the rabbi comes back. And he brought another rabbi. So I want to bring our rabbeim. That's our Masorah. We bring another rabbi. In the beautiful new Sefer that Rav Chizkiyo put out, it's already been said by Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal for a while already. He says a beautiful Ha'ara, which is just a beautiful Parparos Shel Torah, but has Dvarim Amukim. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, V'hayol Hashem L'Shem, Zem Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is the Shame Hashem. Now, ironically, of course, the Megillah doesn't mention Hashem's name at all. Megillah, both the Maseches and Sefer Megillah, are the conclusion of Tanakh and Sifrei Chazal. What's Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. Rav Nevinsal points out that Al Pi Chazal there are 26 Sifrei Kodesh. Even though normally people think there's 24, but Pi Chazal Vayhi Ben Soya Aron makes it that there's 26. V'hoyol Hashem L'Shem. What's the Shem Adnus? The Shem Adnus is 65. According to the tradition that our Rabbeim had, there were three Masechtos of Kalim. The Tosefta of Kalim was divided into three. With the Chasima, the completion of Megillas Esther and Maseches Megillah, V'hoyol Hashem L'Shem. Without them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is incomplete. Without Purim, the year is incomplete. What? Why? What is so critical LaHashlomas Hashem to Purim? And of course, the paradox is that the Shem Hashem is not mentioned at all. Rav Chizkiyo once on Purim told me that Svarim HaKadoshim say, Yovo HaMelech V'Homon HaYoim Yud Hey Vav Kei Shem Hashem. That's a remez to Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Rabosai, herein lies the hester and the paradox of the Shem Hashem and the essence of our Avodah this Purim. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bigadluso, Biromimuso. How is the Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled out? It's Yavo HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Homan. V'Homan. The ultimate in Avodas Hashem and the Homan of this world. Both of them are Mitzaref to the Shem Hashem. Everything comes from Kudsha Baruch Hu. Oh, that's what the Hester of Megillas Esther is all about. Legalos es Hester, to be megala that in the Haman is Shem Hashem, is Kudsh Baruch Hu. Here, Rav Nevinsal Shlita and Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, it's in the new Sefer page Reish Mem Vav. If you want to take a look, pointed out something amazing in Hilchos Purim, which will bring us back to the Psukim. It's going to get us back to our Avodas Hayom. There's no sanctity to the day of Purim. Rav Amram Gaon held, you even say Tachnun on Purim. There's no inherent Kedushas Hayom. where does the sanctity of Purim come from that reaches the elevated point that it's higher from Yom HaKippurim? Specifically because it has no Kedusha. The Kedusha comes dafka from the Mishnah. You know, we originally thought that Esther wanted it as a Yom Tov, and the Chachamim came along and they said, we'll give you 75%, it won't be a Yom Tov. No, that's not what happened. What happened is, we're going to show you the essence of Klal Yisrael, the essence of Kedusha, Kol HaMekudosh Mechavero, and that's Yovo HaMelech V'Homon HaYoim. The Melech and Homon comes together. And the tafkid of ourselves and Klal Yisrael on Purim is to be able to take what the world calls Haman and to be mekadesh and show that's a chelik of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rav Akiva Tatz has a tremendous play. I would imagine it's so beautiful, it has to come from Kadmonim. On the expression, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. When the wine goes in, the secrets come out. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod doesn't mean that people begin to be talk and they're looser. No, no, no. It means something a lot more. Nichnas Yayin, when the wine goes into humanity, Yotza Sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. Yovo HaMelech V'Homon HaYoim, the secret of Klal Yisrael is that the ultimate Kedusha is not when there's a Kedushas HaYom and we respond to it. The ultimate Kedusha is when we take the Mishnah and we turn that into Simcha of Avodas Hashem and not the opposite. The entire world tried to imitate Judaism. Christianity, the Avodah Zarah of Christianity, tried, but they couldn't handle the concept of women. Kedusha and women don't go together. We don't believe that. Islam said there's no way that wine is a vice. You go in Manhattan, the area of vice is surrounded with wine and women. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, the essence of Avodas Hashem is to be able to take the Melech and the Haman and show that's all a chelik in Avodas Hashem. That's the Avodah V'Nafachu. And that is another reason, Rabbosai, why Purim concludes the entire year. What is the highest Madrega of Avodas Hashem? When a Yid puts on a kittel and he fasts, and he makes believe he's a malach, at the end of the day, he's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavet. But that's not the highest madrega of Avodas Hashem. The makeh bepatish of Torah, the makeh bepatish of Sifrei Chazal, the Mesorah of Halacha, Halacha that starts off up in Shemayim and tells us every single minute detail of every part of our physical world. The completion of it, the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is defined by how a person does Mishteh. You know, they say there was a girl that saw another friend of hers that was dressed up on Purim and she had sponges all over her. And she said, "What are you dressed up as?" And she said, "Oh, I'm self-absorbed." There are some people who go through Purim and they're self-absorbed. That has nothing to do, all the drinking and all the partying has nothing to do with the Yavo HaMelech V'Homan HaYoim. And then there are some people who realize that every word in the Megillah is Meduyak. Remember our Tzarechian, why the change of order? It's Kafto V'Ferach. If it was a Yom Tov, Esther wants it, so then there's a day of Simcha, and on a day of Simcha, there's Mishta. Chazal said, no, this is the completion, the secret completion of the essence of what Torah is all about. And that is, it's Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. The essence of whether a person has truly internalized all of the lessons of the entire cycle of the year. Purim completes the year. The essence of all the messages of the Zman that the yeshiva wanted to give you. It's all dependent on how we do Purim. Rabosa, I beg you. Doing Purim right is not only simply about what Ravina Shlita is going to say about you the beginning of next week. During Purim right is all about the essence of every part of our Avodas Hashem. There's something eerie that's going on in history right now. At the same place that Haman arose in Persia, our prime minister spoke about it in a joint session of Congress. There's someone else who once again is plotting against us. We're a fledgling country that's building itself on the ashes of the Holocaust, which, if you ask anybody that's really thought about it, almost kulei alma moda, is a product of Christian, emphasis on Christian, Christian anti-Semitism that was bubbling in Europe for 1,000 years. That same religion that was kofar in this city, in this holy city of Yerushalayim, on our Mesorah, and about our Mesorah, 2,000 years ago, that we represent a thorn in their side. And that anti-Semitism came out that destroyed everything, or almost everything, that European Jewry represented, or they thought that they had destroyed it. You know why it bothers them so much? You know what hurts so much in terms of our authenticity? It's this kalach. And it's not a coincidence that the other great world religion, in the exact same place that Haman started from, is again trying to destroy us in a genocidal type of way, just different. Not with gas chambers, but with nuclear energy. And Rabosai, what we represent is that sense of shleimus, that muhus of shleimus, the beautiful balance of avodas Hashem, nichnas yayin yotzeh sod, the hekif of everything in the world, that every single part could be used in avodas Hashem. And every single religion that began, that started out as a slight variant to Judaism, ultimately became its greatest enemy and doesn't resemble it because of its failure. One of the reasons is because of its failure to be able to internalize this secret that we have. Do you realize that what we do this Purim is not just simply about whether you're going to do Purim right or wrong? It's the essence of our survival. Who you become on this Nekud of Nichnas Yayin Yotzeh Sod is the essence of Klal Yisrael's survival. Because what happened? We failed at a Mishnah. And we did tshuva about a Mishnah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'nafoichu. And every single time an enemy comes upon us, there's a cheshbon ha-nefesh that we have to make. And this echoes the reason why Purim is all about the Mishnah, is because this echoes the original challenge in Avodas Hashem. That challenge to be able to be mitzaref, all part of the shemos of Yudkei Vavkei. And that means that what we do this Purim, and every single other Purim in our lives, is not just simply about what type of person you are, but it's the destiny of Klal Yisrael. It's the essence of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us. We need to daven for a lot of siyata d'shmaya. That the original rationale of something that seems so strange, a great aberration in the entire Jewish calendar of this Mishta v'Simcha, which is the culmination of Avodas Hashem, be one that we use it the way it's supposed to be. We should be zochet to be on the side of Mekudash and not on the side of Mechurav, because that's exactly what's at stake. Mekudash or Chas v'Chalila Mechurav. We should be zochet to join together in a beautiful Simchas HaPurim, being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, not only this Simchas Purim, but Bezer Hashem with our children and our grandchildren, B'Yerushalayim B'Binyanah.